Hello? Okay, can you hear me?
Henry.
Okay, all right.
How have you been since I talked to you last?
Busy. Found a missing person in the face, and who I said was right.
Oh, yeah?
So that was good, yeah. Yeah, the face, my faces are really good. in the Michigan area, they didn't seem to want to give me too much credit for it, though, but it's all right.
Well, I'll tell you, we'll be happy to give you lots of publicity if we have any success finding our girl.
Well, you know, the most important thing for me is not so much the publicity or even the money. It's just to know how I can be better for the next case. You know, and if I know where I'm strongest points or, because I never know, you know, I have very little confidence sometimes. So here, I guess this is true confession week or something. Okay, let's do this. I'm going to get into her stuff. You've analyzed the data that you've been given, right?
Yes, I have, and I should tell you that the family are not present now, so, you know.
Okay, good. All right, be interesting. Can you give me any feedback, just very quick feedback about our last session?
Yeah, a lot of the things in the last session we feel that, you know, added up to something. We felt that it could go to a park in the southeast end of our city.
Okay. All right. So where do you want me to start today, and how can I lead you closer? Or what can I do today to help you?
I was going to say, we searched thoroughly all known wells and whatever and had no success.
Okay. So let me, should I go to the area where you've just searched? Yeah, I think that would be a good thing. Let me just sort of look. Say the name of the park again.
It's called Point Pleasant Park.
Okay, I want to go to Point Pleasant Park. Okay, maybe you have to go in something to get down. There could be a structure over, something over. I feel, did we see here more like in a cylinder thing? A long cylinder shape? Did we feel her in that kind of containment?
Yes, the last time you felt a well could be involved.
Yes, because I still feel the cylinder. I'm calling it a cylinder shape this time, but I see the same image. So I'm seeing the same image. I'm just not expressing it. And as I see the image, I almost see like a wood. If it's actually a house, I don't know, but I feel wood over it. I think it's not a traditional that would be marked on plats. I feel non-traditional, non-existent. This is man-made, or it's more man-made. It's not on any official list.
I see.
All right, but let's go to the park, and let me show you where it is. I feel cement, and I feel low. Might be slow-running water. Under the cement bridge. I feel slow, barely, you know, so it must be not terribly active or not terribly fast. Where is she from there? Is this in the park? Is this where you all were?
Yes, we were in the park, and there are structures that could be considered cylindrical or something like that.
Okay, all right. Can we search there, or did we?
Yes, we did search the whole park. Is there anything I can tell you about the park that could help you?
I don't know. Give me an area where you want me to go deeper to see if you really picked the right area. Or give me, don't make me work so hard and I can see clearer. Yes. Ask me a question.
Okay, we were in the Fort Ogilvie area.
Oh, the fort, yes, yes.
Fort Ogilvie, we checked, check the Point Pleasant battery.
Okay, would that be, pretend we have that area as a square in front of me?
Yes.
Would that be the upper left-hand corner of this square?
Yes.
Okay. I'm right with you. Okay, so we go there. Where do you want me to stand? And let me give me a spot to stand at, and then let me then draw the circle. Let me point you.
Okay, and there's another battery called Cambridge Battery, which we build 2 o'clock on your square.
I don't know. You want me to go there? I don't particularly want to go there.
Oh, well, how about, why don't you start or go to Fort Ogilvie?
Okay, I want to go there. I want to go, and there seems to be a lot of, I feel gray. If the stones are gray, or what makes it so gray looking around me. Let me see, in relationship. What's her name again?
Kimberly McAndrew.
Okay, Kimberly, help me out here. Okay, Kimberly, we've got to find you. We've got to have your mother. We've got to find you. Kimberly, you must tell me exactly where to go. I need to know exactly. I need to know right. Okay, the 4-7 is coming up very strong. The 4 looks weaker, the 7 stronger, so I don't know if they go together or they're just two numbers I'm supposed to be giving you, but I see the 4, and then I feel the 7 after it. And the 7 looks darker, or I don't know what symbolically that means. Okay, I'm a person. Kimberly, how do I find you? How do I find you exactly where you are? Do you have any maps of those areas in front of you?
Yes, I do.
Just put me on one of the maps, focus on one of the maps that I can go into. Just sort of touch it or touch that area you were thinking that park is.
Okay.
All right. Does it have a stone bridge in there? It could be very small. It could be very big.
No, I don't know of any stone bridge.
Okay. There's a how about a stone? Where the water flushes through. Remember, I always saw a small. I felt it moving.
Yes.
But I never felt it fast or and usually, also there must be some steady movement with this. But it's still yes, still. It could be in the fittings that is cement.
Fittings?
Cement fittings.
Yeah.
So it could be in the cement fittings that I'm contained. I know I'm not in. Okay, when you find the body, I feel the hands or arms will be secured in some fashion.
Yes.
I feel either tied I just see my arms and I see them together. The rest of me seems to be dragged out. I'm long.
Yes.
I'm not curled up. I'm long. Some other stuff in here with me. Things he probably hide, incriminate, whatever. I just feel the person that did this would have to know her, and this would have been premeditative. I don't know if I said that before or not. But the way he's carrying it out, it's not just hiding a body. He's hiding a body and evidence and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I think this, we haven't found it yet, so it's for the long haul. He's just not trying to get a getaway.
Right.
So he's a local or in the area boy.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
I wonder if Kimberly could maybe verify that she's in Point Pleasant Park.
Okay. But you got to let Noreen get out of here somehow. And you get Kimberly just for a moment. Could you sort of small talk her a little bit? Does it make sense? Would you just sort of talk to her just a little bit? Asking her questions that aren't that important.
Okay.
And then as I get more into Kimberly with confidence, I'll answer your question as Kimberly. Go ahead.
Kimberly, it's Dave McDonald here, Halifax Police Department. I'd so much like to find you and help your mother and sisters.
My daddy, is there something wrong with his chest or heart? I feel father. Chest, heart, I don't know, something around, if I feel it more of a male. Could have been the one that died. There's somebody up here with her.
Is that right?
I feel male, and I see him in a bathrobe-like. in hospital. So he probably died in the hospital, and he probably would have been in the chest area. This man is with her.
Yes, Kimberly, we so desperately want to find you to help your mother and father and sisters. They really want us to find you.
Are you at South Bend, or have you been to South Bend?
Yes.
Okay. Picked up South Bend very strong.
South Bend?
I don't know if I'm hearing her right or am I interpreting it right. It could be ST.
Okay.
I saw those to give me some clues, so whatever I said, play with it a little bit. It could be the ST and
Kimberly, can you tell me if you're in Point Pleasant Park?
Well, yes, yes, I am. I'm there. You all maybe came in within 10 to 12 yards.
Really?
Of some seriousness, of serious searching. I feel close, but I'd be like 10 to 12.
Yes?
10 to 12, I don't know if it's feet, yards, I don't know what the measurement is, but I feel 10 to 12 where you were.
Kimberly, regarding Fort Ogilvie where we searched, how far from Fort Ogilvie do you think you were?
Where was I? Was I in that point? Oh, I like Fort Ogilvie better. Maybe it has a cement bridge. It has a cement. I don't know. It would be the, how many miles am I from Fort Ogilvie? I'm Fort Ogilvie, and I'm body, and I can see miles. Maybe 12.
12 yards?
12 miles?
12 miles?
12, I don't know. I just saw 12.
Okay.
I really never know.
Yeah.
I really never know where it belongs. It'll belong somewhere in the clue section. Yeah. But I see it and I feel strong about it. I don't know why I'm afraid to answer that question. If there was a stone bridge, or is it really just a sewer?
There are sewers in the park.
Okay. And because remember we saw fittings?
Fittings, yes. Kimberly, can you describe the bridge you went over the last time I spoke to you?
The wire bridge.
The bridge, and you said I'm still alive.
Oh, that was the wire or iron, steel?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, we're climbing. We're going up higher. The land seems to start going upward.
Yes.
The bridge, the metal bridge, is over very quickly, swift running water. It's quite a ways down there.
Yes.
A lot of boaters, rafters. I don't know. I see a lot of little boats that seem to bounce around a lot in there.
You know the name of that bridge, Kimberly?
Do I know the name of the bridge? I don't know. I'm getting an L, but I don't know if that's right or not. I'm getting an L with it.
Could it be the Angus L. McDonald Bridge?
Angus L. McDonald Bridge. Sure. Look at the date. Look at the number stamped on it.
I know that that bridge opened in 1952, if I remember correctly.
Or three.
Yes.
Might be three. Maybe they put it on the plaque, but I don't really think it opened.
The only problem with that, Kimberly, is the McDonald Bridge leaves Halifax and goes to Dartmouth, the city of Dartmouth.
Okay, I don't want to go there. We just want her body, though, don't we?
Yes.
Oh, I see. She was alive when she crossed that bridge. But we don't know which way I was crossing it. We don't know what time I crossed that bridge. What you have to remember is, and I want so desperately always to see that moment, those last few hours with her. But I could be seeing this in another stage of her life.
Yes, that's
this
true.
Is a danger, you know, this is a definite danger of not knowing what she saw. This is why I prefer homicides. I mean, they're so much easier for me. I don't want to say that too callously, but I can touch something off the body where, with her, everything is gone with her.
Okay, Kimberly, let's go back to Point Pleasant Park and...
Point Pleasant.
Pleasant Park, that's right.
Okay, and we're not in Fort Gatlin. Well, what was the fort name?
No, we were talking about Fort Ogilvie.
Oh, okay. Who else is with you?
Constable Martin, Tom Martin.
Oh, hi.
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 Just the two of us.
Okay, that's okay. I knew there was somebody there. I was going to ask you earlier. There's nobody here except me. Okay, let me just take some breathers here and let's try to figure out how to get me to give you the good answers, huh?
While you're taking a breather, what I'll do is I'll tell you what the road is like going in there and the name of the road or roads. There are lots of roads in that park.
Okay. All right, and then pause. As you say this, and I will just sort of check, see if it's going to lead her. My question will be, in my mind, saying, will this road he's just said lead me to her body? Is that how I should phrase the question?
Okay.
Does it sound open? Is that an open-ended question, or?
Well, what I had in mind, there are three entrances to the park. Each one of them has a name.
Oh, okay. Give me the one in the middle.
One in the middle?
Yes.
Okay, that would be the Young Avenue entrance to the park, which
no.
is to Birch Road.
No. No. No.
Okay, then there's Tower Road, which goes into the park along Cambridge Drive.
I sort of don't know. That's better than the first one. What's the third one?
The other one is Point Pleasant Drive, which comes into the park along Shore Road.
That's it. That's fine. That's what I want.
So when you want Shore Road.
What that one?
As you go along Shore Road, you see Black Rock Beach on your left, which is very popular with swimmers and people.
Okay, yeah. Do we have temporary structures there sometimes, or is there structures? I feel like they're acceptable structures, like you know they're there and it's okay.
Yeah, there are lots of structures as you go in there.
Yes, so we would have to either be very close to the structure.
Yes.
And the structure always looked funny. I always felt the structure was wood. The pipes or the fittings could be either cement, and if she's not actually in one, she could be right next to one.
Yes.
I mean, that would be a strong, and that could be that cement that I see so strongly, because I get this feeling of heaviness and cement, and I can't see any clearer. I can't interpret it anymore. Okay, let me get let me get a drink, and I'll be right back. Okay,
sure.
You all think just be brilliant for a few minutes. All right.
Great.
Right back.
One on the water. What's that called? The structure on the water, right on the water. We went into it and there's one and two. What was that?
It's hard for me to believe that we were in it. I was into being psychic for such a short time. The energy, it's so draining on me. And so if I'm not totally up 100% physically or mentally.
Yes.
I mean, I thought we had gone maybe like 40 minutes. And I looked at the clock and I'm like, God, it's only been like 15 minutes.
It's probably the way I ask questions.
Oh, no, it's this thing, however I do it, you know, wherever I'm going with my mind, it can be a little bit draining. Okay, so what are we going to do now?
Okay, when we're talking to Kimberly, let's go along Shore Drive or Shore Road.
Okay.
And as I say, you pass Black Rock Beach on your left.
Right.
Popular swimming area. And as you continue in the park along Shore Road, you see Point Pleasant Battery, which has a lot of cement on your left, right on the main body of water.
Okay. Can we go in there?
Yes, you can go in there.
There's a very fancy entrance. I don't know why, but I just feel maybe ornate or gate or post or something that sort of, I don't know, just a feel ornateness into the entrance I'm going into.
The entrance to Point Pleasant Park itself has a fancy gate.
Oh, see, okay, that's...
But not down at this. This is an old gun battery, a World War I,
okay,
World War
II
gun emplacement.
Okay, well, this is a good example of how I can see things that are there, but not in the right order. Okay, so I want to go to the gun... I want to go to that low building, low structure.
Yes.
You see it, but you don't see it. You can look there, and I mean, I don't know how to explain it. It's there, but it isn't there. I don't know why, but it's maybe people are so used to seeing it that they don't see it anymore, the locals. But it has some roundedness to it.
Some roundedness to it, yeah.
Yes, it's not totally straight-lined. Now, what am I supposed to be doing there? Why am I there?
You're trying to say where you were in relation to Point Pleasant Battery.
Oh, my body?
Yeah.
Okay, so go into that. Well, let's go into that main gate. I don't know if you're leading me the right way, but I keep seeing that main gate. So let's pretend we just entered through the main gate.
Okay.
We'll go for just a little ways, and then we'll hang a right. Right.
Yes.
Might be two rights in a row.
Okay.
We would be the second right would give us. We would be going towards water. We'd be going down. In a down, we're not climbing. We're going down. The water's down there. I feel. I'm lost. I just didn't know where to go. Hey, do you want to question what I saw? I saw a lot of things, and sometimes my mouth just doesn't go, and I don't, or I see things, and I don't know how in the world I'm going to describe them to you. So I saw stuff during that time. If you sort of want to re-question what I was seeing, please.
Yes, tell me what you were seeing.
The shapes were unusual. I couldn't put an identification on the shapes for some reason. I don't know why. I just couldn't see them or just was hard. I feel this place has been around for a long time. I feel we're right near that. I still feel it all there, the water, everything.
Yeah.
I feel this. I see the same scenario. I see it. That cement. And now, if I went through that fancy bridge, a fancy opening. I think you went straight on, and I think you should have turned once you got in there.
Okay.
Okay, so maybe 10 to 12 yards, miles. It could be a possibility of where you were, because I think we were trying to get where you were digging, how close she was to that area.
That's correct.
And did she say just yards?
Yeah, well, 10, 12 yards.
Yeah, so that doesn't seem very far. That's not very far, is it?
Oh, it sure wouldn't be.
Is there anything that you can remember around that area?
Yeah, we remember it all.
Is there such a structure?
Yes.
Oh, good. But if you had a magic wand, what could I tell you to help you find her?
Does old chain rock battery mean anything to you?
Oh, say that again?
Old chain rock battery.
Chain rock battery. Yeah, that's a structure right on one side is water.
That's correct, right next to the Northwest Arm.
Yes, yes, and it's got a very brick gray.
Yes.
That gray is there.
Yes.
It's got a couple levels, and it looks like it sinks into the earth.
Yes.
So, wow, okay. So we were looking at one thing, it really is something else, huh?
Old Chain Rock Battery is next to the water. It's called the Northwest Arm.
Good, I like that.
It's, Halifax is on a peninsula, the old city of Halifax, the old portion.
And is that where you all are at, the old portion?
Yes, and Point Pleasant Park is the end of that peninsula. And Northwest Arm is where Old Chain Rock Battery is, on one side of the park, or the west side, and the east side is Halifax Harbor.
Oh, I like that. If we find her, can I come up and say hi to you all?
Well, we'd love that.
I mean, maybe I can lecture to a group of you or something. Yeah, or teach you. That's my goal, is to teach you all how to do this.
Maybe if we had you down in the park, you could take us right to her.
I don't think I'm good at traveling. Because as you walk and as you move your body, you're taking energy from the brain.
Oh, I see.
And where I'm more the armchair. The few times I've gone out, we've never found her. You know, everything is, I never see my clues.
Maybe I will mail a copy of the map to you.
Yeah, and maybe I could more pinpoint that area for you. Sure, be happy to try.
Yeah.
Okay, and any feedback, even if it's wrong, I you know, it really helps me.
Okay, I don't know if there's really anything else I can add, Noreen, at this point.
I think you're right.
I think our next step will be to send you a copy of the map of Point Pleasant Park.
Okay, I appreciate that.
How would that be?
I would like that.
Okay.
And make plain reservations up there.
Okay.
That's how confident I am.
That sounds great.
Okay, see you all later.
Thanks, Noreen.
Bye.
Bye.